My booty hole is an outie.
This is another episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. We appreciate you for your honesty.
We do. And if you're not already, please make sure you follow our YouTube, CWC, the podcast.
Yeah, and then see our beautiful guests. These are some cool guests. We got a guest that I found on Twitter, and we got another guest that I, a former guest recommended her over a year ago. And then I had paid her high ass OnlyFans price, and it was worth it that one time. And
how much was it?
What's your OnlyFans? That's all they need to know. What's your OnlyFans? And that's it was a good one. I seen her booty hole. It's one of the cutest. And she do this thing with her booty hole where it breathes.
Oh, that's hot.
And you know what's funny is that's she hot. Told me that she was shy, and I didn't believe her, but I believe her now. And it's funny because you be butt-ass booty naked on OnlyFans. She does seem
really shy. No, what did I posted to my close friends, like, I put you guys in here because I find you guys attractive, and I feel like I can share myself with y'all.
Yeah, so. And you got a booty hole, and it's cute. And you got an Audi booty hole.
Who don't got a booty hole?
Hold on. Yeah. Zoom in on Sierra's lips and show us how you think your booty hole is.
It's like that.
Oh, that's so you got a booty hole like right after a fart.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's always pushing air out. That's what it look like.
Nothing wrong with that.
I feel like that's how my booty hole look.
Your booty hole like a Venus flytrap. Like you stick your tongue in it and it just open up for you. I had a booty hole that did that to my tongue. It just like opened up as soon as it touched it.
I've looked at pictures, but it got like a little dangly thing on the end. I don't know.
It do, because I thought you ain't white, but I was like, all right, we good. I would have brought that shit up on air. Like, you ain't white? Because this is a dingleberry. No.
Oh, my God.
All right, look, let's get into the show. I want y'all to introduce yourselves. This episode is going to be fucking dope. I'm going to ask y'all an intro question. Y'all introduce yourselves, give y'all social media if y'all like. But have you ever had sex with someone with a missing body part? Her face. We're gonna start with you, Telly.
Hi, my name is Chantel. I'm on Instagram as the August Shooter. Yeah, you ain't no dick. Shit. Wasn't there. Didn't
oh
happen.
My God.
I definitely messed around with somebody who didn't have no dick.
Okay. We was talking about. All right.
It was missing.
I mean, yeah, my name is Sierra.
Hi, Sierra.
My name is The Brown Barbie on Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, I never had sex with anybody with missing anything.
Ball sack don't count.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He only had one ball.
Are they supposed to have two?
Yeah, Nick,
yes,
what?
He had two balls.
Yeah. Oh,
how many people you fucked with one?
I mean, I don't know, but I think there's
you never counted
one.
The balls?
No.
Really?
I got one. He a little bigger than the other one. He sit on top.
A missing ball sick. It creeped me out a little bit.
What kind of dick did he have?
But I feel like I was really mature about it.
Yeah, I would have said something probably.
Who the fuck randomly notices?
But it's
one
the dude
ball?
That I would because I told balls. You about with the thick dick, so it was just too much going on.
All right, explain how thick this dick was for the crowd.
It was like the thickness of my head.
Really?
I swear to God.
Was it swollen?
I don't know what it was.
Did
I just
get stung
know
by a bee?
What's his name?
I wouldn't even want no
I'm
dick
not doing
that thick.
That's a thick.
We still
dick.
Friends.
Did you suck it?
I tried.
Like, what you do? Like, put your lips around the side or something?
I was licking it a lot to, like, get off, like, not sucking it.
Could you suck a dick that thick, Alyssa?
No. My mouth don't even open
So the
that
dick
way.
Was as thick as the cup?
Yeah, that's crazy. I say like
I would probably just lick the sides.
I would say it's a little smaller.
So
but
you
it was
had
super
the dick
thin.
In your vagina like that?
It was only in there for like a few. It didn't even get all the way through. I had got like this much in.
So you could clearly have a baby.
Maybe
you had one going.
I'm not
you.
Having none.
I mean, damn. But like, it was that thick. Mm-hmm. Trav, would you be cool with your dick being that thick?
I would think like, why would you not warn me?
You got to give a heads up, right?
Yeah, that's too? A big deal.
It felt
lot.
So disrespectful.
Was it long?
And I really liked him.
It's long.
Was it long?
It was like average.
So you had an average dick.
I mean, it was like six.
Average is between 4 and 6.
Yeah, it was 6.
Google says.
6.
Unless you in Zimbabwe.
The guy who tried to take my virginity, his was like thick. But it was short.
To big dicks.
So it was like to half of this cup.
I'm kind
of
over them.
It just didn't work.
What's your preferred dick? What kind of cock do you like?
The old me was like 7'8".
No, right now, today.
But right now.
What does your current vagina want?
A 5'6".
Okay.
I got you. I like a nice medium dick.
Okay. Hey, what about like you, Telly?
I don't like horse dick. Like, I don't, you know, I'm so little. I don't. Well, it doesn't work, honestly, so I'm not gonna.
I feel like that's why I kept getting big dicks is because I'm so little. Like, it's just karma.
What about if you had like a threesome with a couple? What type of dick would you want the man to have?
What you said? What
if you had a threesome with a couple? What type of dick would you?
I don't think I would have a threesome with a couple. I'm boring.
Never mind.
I do it somebody else.
Okay, so Alessa, you mentioned your sister had a nigga with one leg.
Yeah, so my sister be having regular threesomes with this dude.
The one I met.
My oldest sister, yeah.
You ain't tell me she be in the threesomes?
She the one who I want to come on the show. She a nasty bitch. Like,
how y'all have your sister on the show?
Because she be working on Saturdays. Oh. So it's like hard to really work around her schedule.
Mm. I understand.
But, now my sister, she's wild. Like, that bitch wild. Like, when we have our stories, I be like, oh my God, this is where I get it from. Like, this the apple does not fall far from the tree. Cause
y'all both peed on niggas.
We have both peed on a nigga before. What? On some random, like, not even on some non-sexual shit. Like, just peeing on a nigga. Like, yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's really wild. But
I want to know that.
Yeah.
Story.
It's really wild. Okay, I'll tell you my story. But my after I tell you about my sister fucking this nigga with my leg. So, she regularly, like, fucks and has threesomes with this dude with one leg. And she, like, and sometimes he leave the leg on, like, if he hitting it from the back. But when she's on top of him, he take the leg off. And I be like, so does he have to, like, stop and, like, get his shit together? She was like, nah, we've been doing this for so long. He whipped that bitch right off.
Dude, when they do 69, do she like suck on a nub?
I don't think they do 69 for real. Because they be fucking bitches usually.
Do she ever suck on a nub?
I don't think she's ever sucked on a nub. I would kiss it. I would kiss it and lick it. I would probably curse, but I don't think my sister has ever sucked on the
nub. Y'all would kiss a nub?
Yeah,
I would kiss it.
I kiss all my niggas like all over. So like
they booty hoes?
Not they booty hoes.
What about that gooch?
Yeah.
You look like a booty hole licker.
I'm not a booty hole licker, but I do lick on the gooch.
Really?
Ask any nigga I fuck, they're like, I never got my gooch licked. But they always
do. I know any of the niggas you fuck?
I don't think so.
Let me see how many mutual followers we got.
I don't follow nobody. Well, yes, I do. The guy with the thick dick. Because we friends.
All right, thick dick dick. Oh, no. Actually, you young. I can tell by our mutual followers. Wait. The niggas that follow you nasty, so you nasty.
I'm boring.
We're going to talk about this off air. I don't know how you know these people. Actually, do you know D'Amber?
We kind of like, we get like close in family.
Oh.
I be like, that's my cousin, but she not my cousin.
That's her cousin.
I told you we lied about that.
What did he do?
I don't think he just popped he, like up.
He just told me that like
she got a bunch of big cousins around the city, right? Everybody her cousins.
But she really has like a lot of real blood cousins, but not as many girls though.
My cousin is like one of her best friends. So she was always around when I was growing up.
I knew y'all wasn't real cousins. Y'all got different style gaps. Like you got the cute little one and she got that like, hey, how you doing?
Do you ever got a dick sucking gap?
Look, she get mad every time she come on the show and I say, can somebody come in between your gap? She get mad about it. Like, if she was sucking my dick, I will try to come in between her gap. Like, get it all on the titty. Like, I would try to nut on her titty.
Yeah, that sounds hot.
I love Amber.
I like her gap, though.
You know she could bite on your pussy lips with her gap.
That sounds scary.
Did you hear that deep voice she said?
She sounded frightened.
So let's talk. So you mentioned this massive dick. How did you prepare yourself to take this dick? Like he ain't give you a heads up.
I didn't prepare. Like we was in a room. I was kissing.
I know the lights was off.
Yeah, and okay. I got down there, and I'm like, what the fuck? Well, really, okay. So I never like licked a nigga on his nipples or whatever before. So like I was kissing on him. And I was going low to, like, go to suck his dick. And he was like, you going too low. And he grabbed my chin and pulled me back to lick on his nipples. And I'm like, I'm not used to this, but I ain't no hoe. I try everything once.
Okay.
Except for eating ass.
Do you like licking nipples?
that's the only person nipples I ever licked.
You should try Travis. I mean, try somebody else, like, in the future.
Okay. I like biting nipples. I like a quick little
tip. I wouldn't want you to bite my nipples.
I'm not against it. It was just weird as it being my first time.
What, to bite your nipple?
You look like you wouldn't caress it. You would.
The fact that you
No, I like
stopping me from sucking your dick to lip. I'm like,
I'm just still thinking about his dick.
And you he have knew his dick
nipples.
Was thick.
I love getting my nipples sucked. Like, I can come off.
No, I come off.
So I can only imagine how a man would like
you
that. Though,
my
so,
I'm
like,
not feeling no more.
Your titties look good.
No, remember when they were big?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were gigantic. Yeah.
You had
a big one?
No. So I had a baby. And like,
I thought she had implants. I was so confused.
My body didn't recognize that I had one baby.
I'm talking about
without the shirt.
She was like a bigger than a D. They were huge.
They were like a G.
Yeah, they were giant. Damn. I never seen titties go from that back to where she's at.
I love boobs. Yeah. Because I don't have any.
Me too. I love boobs because I don't have any.
You're full of shit. And I'm going to tell you exactly what I told her. It's like a nigga saying, I ain't got dick because he got an average dick. Like, because you got an average size boob, like, your boobs are great. Both of y'all boobs are great. They're just not huge. They're you got perfect nipple to areola ratio. Like, picture somebody with some big ass
great tits.
Yeah, like, they're perfect. Both of them.
I feel happy.
You should. Like, I would hope you can come off of getting, like, your titties sucked because they're great. From what I heard. I
never looked
at your titties.
So the nigga said I
fuck. Yeah. Right. You gonna show Travis?
I want to suck on her titties.
Dog, Travis never talks.
Oh, damn, girl.
I told you. You thought I was lying?
Yeah.
That shit sound crazy.
Yeah. Those some titties, all right?
Those was some titties.
It was like a G or something.
And yeah. They was sitting it. Yeah.
You want to suck them? Your fake gay ass. I see.
I'm super fake gay.
Okay. Would you eat pussy?
It was bad.
I have. I'm not fond of it.
You look like you munch on pussy.
It looks fake.
I love those. They look fake as fuck.
I see the vibes.
Wow, bitch!
Hey,
those things are amazing.
What did I ask you? Did I ask you if it was a Photoshop or some shit when you
posted? You asked me, did I have implants?
Yeah, I'm like, did you get these yesterday? Because your titties ain't been like that. I was so confused.
I do, because it was like nice, and then like not to be like.
Telly saying she missed her
titties.
I like
help like moms, like 13 moms feed their kids with my breasts because I was punching.
I bet you
could
feed a goddamn village with them motherfuckers.
Yeah, but now they're like little and lame. You know, just go like this.
That's they're not little and they're not lame, and you got cute nipples. Your nipples look like they pointing north, like they
made it out of breastfeeding. I know how.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You a trooper.
Yeah. Shout out to you, queen.
Thank you.
So, Sierra, we all are stating that you have phenomenal titties.
Thank you.
You said that your favorite part of your body is your titties.
And your
least favorite part of your body is your titties. Why? What's wrong with your titties?
I think sounds because self-conscious. They small, that irritates me because I do want a boob job.
Don't ruin your titties.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Say you get bigger titties, right?
Mm-hmm.
But say you don't have the perfect nipple to areola ratio that you have now.
I would be disappointed.
Because your titties
exactly
are perfect.
Exactly why you should keep them bitches perfect.
Okay, your titties are perfect.
Tell that nigga if he can't reach your titties while you riding dick to do some sit-ups. You feel me?
That's a good one.
You feel me?
That's a good
dead
one.
Dead ass. Nah, them titties that do droop in your mouth while they riding your dick.
I just
shout out to
like
them too.
But I want to get titty fucked one day, and I can't do
it. I will never understand
like
why a nigga wants to titty fuck.
Because even when I had my bigger titties.
All them hoes you got. I'm making one
right,
up.
Right. Like, I don't get that. Like,
it's like a freeway underpass.
The only thing I liked about it was when I could, like, lick the head. Like, when
that's
they come
what I'm
up,
saying.
Like,
I want to.
Can you lick your titty nipple?
I got to, like, be looking.
But you can?
Off to do it. It's a struggle.
But you can do it.
It's a big struggle. Like, my titty don't lift or nothing.
She just sucked her titty.
I didn't suck my titty. I licked my titty.
I can't suck my titty.
First
my titty don't move. It
our very first episode, this girl had her whole nipple in her mouth. And she, it was weird.
Whoa.
But we liked it.
She didn't even do that, but
all right, I did that noise myself. Look, back to the show. This is how I know. These is three good episodes. Because that one time when everybody flicked, it was awkward.
That was the day I flaked.
You said you like to, You said you like to get slapped. How hard? Can you show us on Alessa's face?
No.
Y'all did this before, and I just feel like it's so awkward to slap somebody.
Why did she slap you?
because I got real life slapped on this fucking show. So I think we should both equally real life get slapped on this fucking show. Where that
episode at? I have been slapped on the show before.
She was a scary little bitch. Oh. And then she slapped you after the show.
Not on the face.
Can you slap her? Will you slap Trav?
Awkward.
You can slap me. You can slap me. Let me take my glasses off.
I feel like it's not going to be a dead ass slap because it's not passionate. No, you know, you got to be in a moment.
You want to kiss first or something?
Just make out.
Hey, dog.
Just make out.
You want to rub your ass and then you do it?
Like, if you don't want
to suck her titties and then she go, she like, ooh.
I'm going to just get on top of her.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. Oh, wait here. Hold my drink.
Hold everything.
Grab my glasses. Those are Jimmy Choo. Okay, thank you.
Jimmy Choo. Ooh.
Ooh, I want you.
Ooh.
That's my favorite.
Okay. Ooh, I know you can ride dick. Yeah. She was too excited about doing this.
Ew.
Okay.
Ew.
Okay.
Oh yes.
Oh, in a joke.
You don't like to get. You like to get slapped harder than that.
I do.
That was pretty hard.
Do it. Do the other jaw.
No, she did do it twice.
Oh, she ain't slap your ass yet.
Running.
All right. Then the slap.
Butt is big.
Exactly. It she got one good, of them girl. Hide and seek joints.
Listen.
Don't she?
Not the Amber cousin.
Hey, Loki, we might name that the episode, dog. The Amber. D'Amber's cousin. Because D'Amber was supposed to come on today, but she out of town. She's sucking dick out of town.
That's a Detroit legend right there. Yeah.
No, hey, is, do you know she be trying to finger niggas and they be beating her?
Yes. Oh my God. That's what I admire about her, because she just don't give a fuck. Because she just don't give a fuck.
Why you can't give me a heads up you about to go in my ass?
I mean, I would to do it.
Is the tip of my finger going in your ass?
Honest to God, whenever I got a finger in my asshole, I never got a heads up.
Period.
So.
Never. That's true. I've never got a heads up. That's true.
You know what I like about my asshole?
Well, that's not true. But the first time I got a finger in my ass, I didn't get a heads up.
Ever is hearing the spit, and I feel it and hear it hit my ass. Oh, yeah. Now, my lips do go like
you just sound like Winnie the Pooh
on that one. Yeah.
Or the Pillsbury Doughboy. That's what you
Why
sound
Why you call
like?
Me every chubby name in the book?
You That's what you idiot. Sounded like, though. That little chubby noise.
Chubby niggas be making them noises. That's not their fault.
What do skinny niggas do?
Nothing. Grunt.
They do grunt. Do it.
I'm not skinny, so I can't grunt.
All right, Trav, what's your grunt?
He said ass.
Pass. Yeah, Trav be, you know, soprano with his grunts. It's all right, Trav. We ain't judge you.
Also, it's more of a squeal. Wait, what's a soprano?
Trav, you be squealing when you get your dicks up?
That's the high one.
What That's what I thought. I thought a soprano was kind of high.
Yeah, it is. So, Sierra, it was another thing that you mentioned. You mentioned that you're monogamous even when you're single. Yeah, and you're the double back queen. So, it sounds like you're very toxic. And you don't accept new dick in your life.
I don't.
Why not?
I'm a bitch. That's the problem.
I do see that.
I'm a
Not
bitch.
Not with us, but I see it. I can see it.
Yeah, I'm a bitch to men.
Why? What did we do to you?
It's running the family.
Oh.
You're running the family.
That's awkward.
It do.
So you know that you have a problem.
My whole family bitches.
So like, what are you doing to fix
it? It's all women. I try. I think I'm better than them. I go on dates. I hang out, but I just don't get my coochie up.
Why not? Not what I mean by why not is like, why won't you try new guys?
I don't know.
Do you think you're toxic?
I think I was.
But no longer are you toxic?
I'm toxic to one person right now.
Okay. To why dick?
No.
Oh, okay.
I told you I fucked him once and that was
All right, Willie Joseph. It's a wrap.
He don't
on
even
you.
Count for real. All
right. You got to get that nigga a wide name. You got a wide dick, Willie
His
Joseph.
His name was One Ball in my phone.
Wow.
One Ball?
That's what me and my friends called him.
Maybe his other ball went inside his dick.
I didn't even know that could happen.
Yeah, maybe both of his testicles never dropped. Maybe just one dropped or something.
I was like, look, get what dick.
Honestly, I'm not even trying to figure that out because I don't want to revisit that.
Do he fuck people?
Fair enough.
You said what?
Wonder if he still fuck people.
I believe so.
You think he would do the show? And talk about having a wild dick?
I don't want to let him know that he one ball to me, though. Like, I just go around and talk about that.
You don't think that when you post this episode, he going to be like, oh, let me listen and find out he one ball McGraw?
I don't think any nigga that I fucks with really listens to this show. I made them all follow it on YouTube, but I don't think any of them actually. Well, I'm sorry. I don't think any of them actually listen to it.
You, me, and you—the only two people whose significant others don't listen to the show. Every time Tanisha listens to it, she get mad for a month.
I don't have a significant other.
Yeah, I was really talking about me. She got significant hoes.
That's why I don't follow the people I like on social media. A couple
of really? Significant hoes. And then, you a toxic ass. You a nigga.
I do.
I'm a nigga.
Yes. Did y'all hear what she said?
What she said?
If she like you, she don't follow you on social media.
I'll block you and follow you everything.
Oh, usually, like, once we get together, I'm muting you. Mm-hmm. You get muted. I don't want to see what you...
I'll go look if it's somehow connected still. I have to completely unfollow you. Sometimes block you. The nigga I fuck with, I block him every week.
Why? What do we do?
He don't be doing nothing, for real. I just be blocking him because I be like, let me go see what this nigga doing. And then I'm like, nah.
So you a nosy ass, rude ass nigga?
I guess so.
Wow. I would name...
I don't see how that's rude.
Why are you blocking me? Oh, okay. No, I take that back. Why are you looking at my shit if you know it's going to give you a problem to the point where you need to block me?
That's why I block him.
But that's not rude.
Don't look at my
shit. But the last time I blocked him,
on social
media is rude.
No, I don't get mad at him. But the last time I blocked him, because he got mad at me.
Mm, okay.
But I was being petty.
Do you like being toxic? Is it a turn on to you?
Nah, I hate that shit. I hate arguing. I'm a crybaby.
Do you cry?
What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Mm.
Libra.
September?
October. With a Pisces rising. So I'm emotional as fuck.
I don't believe in signs.
I'm a Pisces sun and rising.
You don't know what time
I'm very.
And then I'm a Cancer moon. Emotional.
I'm a Pisces sun and a Pisces rising with a Taurus moon.
Ooh.
So I'm stubborn
and emotional.
My Leo sun.
But when it comes to my romantic relationships, I'm actually a lot more.
What do you think I am?
You're a Sagittarius with a bitch ass moon and a.
Well, I definitely was gonna say Sagittarius.
Evil. So. What do I do to be a Sagittarius?
I like Sagittarius. Just,
I'm a Sagittarius.
Yeah.
I like Sagittarius.
But he December, I'm November.
That's the worst. Kind of Sagittarius.
November is the worst. December is good.
What's wrong with November?
Yes. When's your birthday?
I feel like December more cool, calm, relaxed.
Yes.
I'm cool, calm, and relaxed.
You too close to that Scorpio shit.
What do I do to act like a Scorpio?
I hate Scorpios. They can fucking die.
I'm very sweet.
No, you not.
I'm you not a Scorpio? Sweet.
The nigga I fuck is a Scorpio, and I want him to.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I want to just kill my.
What are you?
I'm a Leo.
You a Leo?
But I'm a Libra rising and a Virgo moon. But I have Virgo all Leo, in my chart.
Libra rising.
I got a lot of Capricorn in my chart.
At the end of the day, all these signs be sucking the fucking, so it works.
I have Capricorn in my chart.
Yep. Yeah. You don't be like, oh, shows. A Taurus. And I hate the sign does. Cancer. Only because of the name.
I don't like that.
That's a wild ass
man.
They couldn't be named something else.
I'm straight on Cancer Man.
I hate the man.
I'm talking about the fucking
tumors. Definitely straight on Cancer Man.
Cancer Man. My first two boyfriends were Cancer Man. And they buy you like...
Middle school?
Nah, not that.
First two, I'm thinking like old.
Yeah, I'm thinking you starting from the top.
My last nigga was a Cancer.
Well, I was a high school sweetheart, so my first boyfriend was all through high school up until college.
Question though, back to you. Here. When was the last time you got a new dick? Like your first dick-a-thon?
Ooh, it was recent. Bad. No. Oh,
what, 2008?
No, it was last year. Like,
oh, yeah, you
July.
Young. 2008, you was like a kid. Yeah, I forgot.
I'm
young
a baby.
Boy. She's only 20.
Dick sucking marathon.
I'm not 20. I'm 24.
Oh, close enough. Dang. Well, I thought like 21.
Kobe Bryant. Okay. Shout out to Kobe.
But yeah, the nigga I'm currently fucking is the first and I fucked last year. He the only person I fucked.
Would you fuck a new body?
She said she don't be giving up the pussy.
I know, but like what would it take for you to fuck
somebody? I'm trying to find a new dick right now.
I got some people for you.
It's not that hard. Especially it shouldn't
be for
you.
I mean, singular, it's not hard finding dick. It's hard finding dick for me.
What's dick for that's you?
I get that.
Talk to the camera right now. Tell the camera, what's the dick for you?
I mean, I don't even be focused on the dick. I like long as you can fuck good and you not scared to do nothing and try nothing, we good. It's about your personality because everything turned me off. I'm a bitch. I'm a self-proclaimed bitch. I'm a bitch. At least I own it. Most bitches don't own it.
Yeah, that's very
true. Are you a bitch?
I am.
Thank you for not being a bitch
to
me.
Like, I be like on a date and I be like, why are you talking about this? Like, let's talk about something else.
What do you like to talk about on the date?
You remind me of Quay.
Yeah, she do. Wow.
Niggas be trying to prove they point
bitch
too
is always
hard.
Cute.
You ain't got to prove
bitch
your point.
Bitch is always cute. Cute and little in yep. a bitch.
So what is it
that's
that,
my bitch though. That's
what
my
is
bitch
it that you want to talk about on a date?
Like, let's talk about what we like to do or, you know, like fun shit.
What do you like to do?
Stacey gonna be here.
Everything. I like to turn up. I like to travel. I like to go bowling, fishing, all
where's
the crazy
your favorite
shit.
Location you ever fucked at?
Favorite location?
Like what city and state?
I did it on the beach in the DR. It was kind of scary, but the fact that it was scary.
You had sand in your pussy?
No, we did it on a beach chair.
You smart.
Smart.
But it was kind of scary because, like, all, it was pitch black.
Oh,
and all you
night.
Hear is, like, the wind, the like, waves. The waves crashing.
Ooh, that sounds sexy, actually.
It was sexy, but it was also scary because I'm like, damn, I feel
you
like something on. Yeah.
You look like. If
I'm
I
a
have
great
to,
rider.
If I had to guess, you would be the best dick rider out of
I'm
all
the greatest.
180 episodes we recorded.
Like, I'd be going crazy.
How you jumped on her, you was ready for that cock. Like, I could just tell. Do yeah. you do exercises to ride dick?
No. I don't right. think so, no.
I do. You gonna do a Kegel?
Just ride
day?
Dick?
Oh, I do Kegels. Kegel. Yeah, you gotta do your Kegels.
Okay, shooter. Yeah, we sound like we got another shooter, dick rider here.
Shooter ain't stopped shooting.
No, I'm gonna be honest. She yeah, been so shy that yeah. I can't see her fucking though.
No, I've noticed
really?
The,
I just,
the whole time. Oh. Yeah. Y'all ain't been picking up on the shooter. Yeah. She never stopped shooting.
Yeah.
They don't. That's true.
She been shooting.
Do you like women?
I'm fake gay.
Like, would you fake fuck the person next to you?
Like, damn, I've been shooting this whole time.
Y'all gotta catch me like when we out and we drunk. That's how you.
So y'all
me.
Going out after this?
That's when you start sucking titties.
No, I'm just like.
So, I only mess with one girl, and she will get jealous.
Would you mess with a second? I'm looking out for her.
I know you are.
Telly is ready.
You know I haven't messed with.
I don't like being put
time.
On the spot.
Would you scissor?
That's so hard to me.
But she could teach you.
Scissoring is a little bit difficult.
It's
the
like
other bitch
too
is
much
really,
work for like not enough.
I heard
pussy.
Two bitches trying to learn how to scissor while I was watching TV one day.
It's easy.
We weren't learning.
Because I like, listen, I didn't like lose my virginity like because like it just happened. I wanted to.
I did.
Because everybody else was fucking.
My
I'm
boyfriend
like,
didn't
want to
lose
sex.
His virginity. Mm-hmm. I was like,
I was in like 11th grade and it was
really?
With the,
I was
this
too.
Guy.
Are we twins?
The guy had this size penis, and I was like, yeah, it's not going to work. And I tried to ride it, and all, I did everything, and it just, no, it hurt so bad.
I loved like, my first time.
I didn't enjoy my first time. I literally was like, this is what everybody's talking about. Terrible.
Yeah.
And then I didn't have sex again until, like, well, I lost my virginity when I was 15, and then I didn't have sex again until I was, like, 16. Oh, wait, no, I had sex, like, the week after that with his brother, and that wasn't good either. And so then I waited.
Hey, yo, why
wow,
you never told
I had
me
sex with a sibling.
She has.
I had.
I had sex with two siblings.
Dog, yeah, she fucked his brother. It was better.
It was better, but it still wasn't as good as
shout
I imagined.
Out to the brothers.
It was a girl and a boy, though.
And then
wait,
I went to
I
went
actually
on a trip.
Had sex with sisters.
And then his third brother, same. The third brother was trying to like.
Do that make them like weird?
I thought that was crazy.
I don't know if
I don't think that makes them weird.
If the my ex knows.
I don't think that makes them weird.
I don't think my ex knows.
I had sex with a brother and a sister.
That
and
I fucked
third,
her sister.
Like,
but God
another
knows.
Brother was like, what's up?
Because God gave
now
me a
now the third brother is weird.
Hairy
that's
pussy.
What I thought. So I was like, nah, I'm straight.
Wait, it's a third brother?
Yeah, I had sex with a
you had Mark Wahlberg, Tyrese, and Andre Benjamin?
A brother or sister.
They had different mamas.
You ever fuck a daddy?
I would
have
fucked the father.
I have. Okay, I haven't fucked
but
the daddy
brother,
who I. Okay, I haven't fucked the father of a man who I have had sex with, but I have had sex with one of my guy friends' dads.
Mm-hmm. Do he know?
No.
What'd you tell him?
No.
Man.
He would be so jealous.
Is he like married?
I sucked man. A friend's dad.
He would
dick.
Be so jealous.
Really?
No, he's not married. He not married.
Did you tell the friend? Man, your daddy got some cock. Like, what would you say?
Daddies.
You ain't tell him?
Like, I literally ran into this
wow.
nigga daddy.
How old
at the
is
casino,
the daddy?
And he invited me up to his room.
I say late 40s, early 50s.
Was it a good dick to suck?
Yeah, it was fun.
Why you ain't fuck him?
I don't be getting my coochie up.
Would you give up that throat?
Actually, no. That was like a real one-off situation. It's only two people.
Y'all was
dicks
leaving
I
Bible
suck.
Study? Wait.
That we never fucked.
Oh. I'm like, you only suck two dicks in your
no,
lifetime?
No, I love sucking dick. That sucking dick is so fun.
Really?
I love sucking
yes.
dick.
Would you suck a new dick?
No, not unless I'm fucking them.
Sucking dick is one of my favorite parts of sex.
Honestly, like my favorite.
It's like making. I like kissing, so I like kissing dick.
I like everything about it.
Because
I like
dick kissing. Sucking lips too.
I like kissing, so I agree with that.
Wait,
like,
wait. I want to ask all y'all. Can you suck dick better or eat pussy better?
Go. I think I suck dick better.
I think I eat pussy better. I don't know.
Suck dick, of course.
I don't know.
Would you prove it to a woman? Huh? That you eat pussy better than you suck dick?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm just Chris Paul. I'm helping
because,
her out here.
You know what? You know? I, like, because I'm telling you, like, I didn't start really knowing never about mind, sex until person. High school. So, like, sucking dick, I was like, nah, he just
I thought that's when you're supposed to find out.
Like, I don't know. Wow. No. Well, people was fucking in middle school.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like, yeah, I knew girls fucking in middle school. Fucking.
Tell DMer this was a perfect pair because, you know, they're going to have some fun tonight. So, Telly, I want to ask you something. Why you don't like toys? That's a little weird.
No. I mean, I think because I had sex with women for so long, and like men can't last 7 hours like a damn toy.
Shit, so that's use a toy at the end of the battery. No.
Like I even tried. Like I tried to set the mood, and then like try to like masturbate, and it was just like, nah, this ain't it.
Do you masturbate?
You don't even use toys personally in like your own.
Only on other women, I swear.
So you don't masturbate?
No. I've tried.
What are you doing? You horny? You haven't had sex in a while.
That's bitch, you've been edging for years is what it sounds like. Like, I'm just so intrigued by this. You ain't got a nut off in how long?
I've never had a real orgasm, to be honest. I just feel like I just think too much and I can't just relax.
You gotta get out your head.
Hey, can we take a 5-10 minute
out
break?
Out you gotta get out your head.
I stay in my head a lot.
You never had an orgasm?
You never orgasm?
I have, but like.
I wanna give you a hug.
I wanna give you an orgasm.
Only like a couple times, and I had to like create it with a guy. You know what I'm saying? I had to put myself in the mood, but I overthink too much.
Wait, you ever use a wand?
I don't know what that is.
You need to get some toys, bitch.
Will you give somebody... Let me ask you this. Will you give somebody, a group of people, 2 days with you?
I used to feel that way, and then I got over it, and I started busting nuts crazy.
Like, I be seeing, like, the little rose. I'm like, that shit's so
you know what you need to do?
I don't really like the rose myself, personally.
I hate that.
You need to take 2 days off of life, mm-hmm. and you need to give a group of people 2 days with you and your vagina, and I bet you'll learn some shit.
I guess I'm
people, me and Lester.
Like, I told you, a million people have asked me for a threesome, and I'm like...
No. We just take our turns. Hi, like, you go in a room.
When last time
I took you out
there?
I take turns on it.
You never used a wand?
I don't know what that is.
It's like a little massager. It just go right on your pussy lip. It's amazing. No.
The weird thing is you got a perfect pussy lip. And
I don't like
for
the roses personally.
Yeah, a lot of women don't like the roses because it gives them cancer. It's
something called art. Is that true?
I don't know. Every time I bring it up, it's funny. Remember that wild bitch?
I was always against the rose.
I don't.
I was always against it.
I don't like it. Not
but
for
like,
real.
I mean, like,
every sexual person needs a wand in their repertoire.
Definitely.
A wand, bare minimum. A wand is definitely the Robin. Nigga, I could be Batman. I could be Robin. That's okay. Let the wand be Batman. That means that's my night off. I love that wand. I'd be like, help me, nigga. Like, it's
do you
perfect.
Use it while y'all do it sometimes?
Yeah.
Good.
And, great.
That's
like
one of my, that's some of the best
she'd be like,
nuts.
She'd be like, get the wand. Or I'd be like, I got the wand, baby. And we, you know, she.
Don't worry, I have
so
your side I have him right here for you.
Yep. I think it's weird when niggas be like, I don't need
sword.
That shit. I'm like, nigga, it's adding on to it. Like,
I forced the nigga that I fuck with to.
Because I think that's because I have, ever since, and I mentioned this before, but ever since Kinks with Kiki came on, I always wanted to torture somebody with orgasms. And
I
want to
do that so bad. I'm about to ask somebody.
I do too.
Real shit, think about it. Time, if we got a big ass hotel room and we tied Sierra. And we tie Telly up and we torture orgasm them for 48 hours. They be dehydrated, but it'd be a great time. Yeah, because you need it.
She need it. I don't need that. I'm too sensitive.
Do y'all climax from sucking dick?
Huh? You said what?
Do y'all climax from sucking dick?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could tell. Definitely you. Yeah, she's like, yeah, I did last night. Yeah. Well, last night you sucked some cock.
Last week.
What about you, Telly?
I didn't do a good job, though. I was drunk.
Time out, Telly.
No, dang, I don't even know the last time I had sex. That's so sad.
You said you was drunk?
Pathetic.
Okay, that makes sense. Like, did you throw up on a dick?
No, I didn't that time.
You threw up on dick? Did before, you keep going when you did?
No, I'm the type of person I can catch my throw up. So I'm like, and I hurry up and ran to the bathroom, spit it out, little gargle, and I got back to doing what I was doing.
Alessa just threw up on a dick and kept sucking.
Yeah. When I was in a deep relationship, I did throw up, like, throwing up.
What is a deep relationship? I mean, Samuel L. Jackson?
Like, we was engaged.
Get out. Just go. Just go.
He's so irritating.
I don't know why Samuel's first nigga. It was so many people in that movie. My bad.
But yeah, I threw up on his dick, like, all the way.
And he let you go?
I got up.
You had
Vienna
sausages, like, all up in his fucking...
No. Ew. No. I don't even
I mean,
those.
I threw up. It's usually when you're... Okay, I've thrown up on a dick a couple of times. But it's just, like, a little bit of mucus basically coming out. Like, it's not no full meal because I wasn't queasy or anything. It's just a reflex. So, it's just, like, a little bit of upchuck coming out. And I just keep going. I just use that with it. But the first time I ever threw up on a dick, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. But can we still have sex? And we did.
I wouldn't be able to get hurt.
I cleaned them up and everything.
Yeah, I cleaned it off. Like,
that's what a girl did when she shitted on my dick.
No.
It was hot and steamy. It looked like
on a dick
shit
before?
Emoji.
That was his fault. I told him, like, you know, you got to really prepare for that. You can't just be
that. Yeah, that's why
I pulled out too fast. I realized, like, at the older I got, it was more my fault.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Did you clean up your shit?
No, he did. That was on him.
I'm so scared. What?
You shouldn't have been back there. That was on you.
Damn,
I'm terrified.
You evil?
I'm not evil. That was
so,
on him.
This is a good episode. Where we at, JG, on the time? Just let me know the time. All right, so look, I want to end this with a couple of things. You mentioned that you had sex, Telly, with how many women?
A lot.
Can I say the number?
Yeah, go ahead.
You said over 100? So you like our female version of Puritan Mike with the pussy. So, yeah he was
are.
Over 1,000 women.
Really?
Yeah. If I haven't known him since second grade, I wouldn't. Believe him, but mm-hmm. I do. Anywho, with you doing what you and you know, shout out to you, King Man. I hope you know you do your thing. By the time this episode come out, you'll be in. So we want you out, free Puritan Mike. By this episode, yeah.
You are sick.
He's not in yet. In 2 weeks.
Really? Oh yeah, my god, damn! Free Puritan Mike.
Yeah. So
send him some commissary.
You gonna send him some pussy pictures?
I said send him some commentary.
I will.
Send him an Audi booty hole picture.
I'll send him some pussy pictures.
Hey, shout out to you, King. Let's record.
If he wanna see my pussy, I'll help him. I'll send him my pussy pictures while he in jail. I'll send him some videos of me flicking my bean.
So, but back to you, and before I record this, actually, I got the recording up. So, shout out to you, King. Puritan Mike. I got women in here saying that they gonna send you booty hole and pussy piercings while you in. Can y'all say it for the man?
I said you. I was gonna send him some commissary.
If you need some pussy pics, just let me know. I got you. Just all right. Let
you
me
said
know.
What you sending?
I'm gonna send everything on OnlyFans.
You gonna send that booty hole pic?
Yeah.
All right. In the video with the boomerang.
Yep.
And you gonna send your booty hole because you said you got an Audi.
No, do I said lips. I was gonna send the noodles and oodles.
Oh, she's sending you hot sauce. All right. There we go. I have to fucking send this. He gonna be like, dog.
So, I got him for sure.
I want to know, like, when it comes to all these women that you fuck, why do you feel like you fuck women better than you fuck men?
I don't know. Like I told you, I lost my virginity. It just wasn't like right. Like y'all made this seem cool, and it just was not it. Then I had sex with a girl, and I was like, oh my god,
this is way better.
What does she do?
This is it. This girl, like. She like
oh you a hooper too.
She ate my pussy. She like pour water on it while she eating it. She just do like fun stuff.
What the fuck? She just had an extra water bottle laying around.
I mean, yeah.
I always have water bottles.
Yeah, I always have water bottles. Yeah.
I ain't never fucking pour a water bottle on her pussy though. That's should I start?
Did. Yeah.
That's just have you ever poured a water bottle on some pussy?
No, I ain't do it.
Here. Oh, I'm just playing. What does that do? Wait, time out. Let's go over that.
I don't know. It made
it was
me
just fun.
It was fun though. It was sweet. Like guys,
I feel like something
feel
about
like
the
God,
coldness of
God,
it.
Was it cold?
Your pussy.
It was.
That sounds.
You ever
so
got your dick sucked with ice?
Yeah,
amazing.
I
feel like
ate,
that's probably
I
the equivalent.
Booty with ice. Like I was like kind of sticking
hot.
The booty hole with
yeah,
ice.
Yeah, I like that.
That no, sounds, that sounds like
it might fuck me.
Ever,
I don't want no menthol getting my pussy.
You ever get fucked
hole
with an icy hot condom? The girl started burning like she had gonorrhea in the middle of sex, and my dick was burning. It was horrible.
Wait.
I feel like
wait,
that's what? Practice gonorrhea.
How did you know?
Wait.
It was a high. It got cold, but I never noticed it got cold because you get hot during sex. But then I did notice when it got hot, it started burning. I feel like Icy Hot condoms is like a condoms. What's the name of Fire Ice? They call it Fire Ice.
I don't like
it. I felt like it felt. I mean, I it felt. I only used it once. Exactly. It was not her condoms. And it was burning.
Okay, because what?
No, because you don't feel the ice. At least I did.
I would beat a nigga ass.
I would beat a nigga ass if he pulled out a fire and ice condom.
Like, what the fuck? That don't even sound fun.
Like, you stupid bitch. What is wrong with you?
I feel like the people who eat big, like, chew big red gum, like fire and ice condoms. Mm.
I like big red gum, but
fire and ice pussy.
No.
No,
bro.
No.
No.
I mean,
I hate this nigga so.
What was it? The fire ice pussy? Like, I'm just saying.
That's wild. I hate condoms though.
Really? When was the last time you used one?
Don't ask me that.
That's all right.
But I'll also be like, where your papers at? Pull up your my chart.
Yeah, because
yes,
when
was the last time you got tested? I get,
yeah, I'm pulling up my chart real quick. I get tested like every few months. I just got tested 2 weeks ago. Last week,
I posted about
I was supposed
it.
To call them yesterday for my results, but they said if we don't call you, then you good. And I was like, yeah. Oh, okay. So they didn't call me, so I'm good. Mm.
They called me by accident, and I got nervous. Once. Like, hey, hello? Hello? What? What's wrong?
I am going to call them because I want them to email me my
Mr.
results.
Mr. Smith, I didn't mean to call you. Bitch. It was like my regular doctor's office, too, so it was like my doctor
I be talking
came
to my doctor. Like, me and her cool.
Really? You asked her, like, why your booty hole out?
No, I ain't never asked her that. But we cool.
Call her right now. Just be like, why my booty hole be up?
No, I don't call her. I text her through my chart. We be talking. She be asking me about life and everything.
Really?
Yeah, she really cool.
Do you play with your hair when you're nervous?
I think so.
What can we do to make you not nervous?
Nothing.
Damn. You don't want a massage?
Nothing.
That would just make me even more nervous because now you got me on spot.
My bad, Telly.
What?
I was trying to get you to give her a massage.
What is wrong with you? She can her name is August Shooter. She can shoot for herself.
I haven't messed with him in a long
so,
time.
So, this was a good episode, but I want to end it with a weird story that I don't understand. Someone who fucked on a cold wall.
Oh, my God.
This is you. I need this whole story.
So, what happened was is that I had went to a party at Ferris State, and I got picked up by a Q in the middle of the like party, or whatever. And I had just got.
Was that your mouth or your ass?
She said she got picked up by a Q, so I was barking.
Oh my God, that was a bark? Nigga, that sounded like a purr.
That sounded like booty
shit. Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
No, she's right. It didn't sound right. I'm sorry. But yeah. Yeah, Q picked me up in a party, and I was like freshly into a relationship. So I got in trouble.
Cheated?
I didn't cheat. He just picked me up in the middle. You know how Qs are. They picked me up in the middle of a party. He got mad. And it was like all over Snapchat or whatever. So I got back home from the party or whatever. And, you know, we had our little scat, our little argument. Then we had makeup sex.
Scat is the wrong word for this show.
What is scat?
Poop. Shit.
Oh, no, never.
Never.
I'm like, damn, girl, did you shit on him or do a ski diddy boo bop? All right, keep going.
But yeah, we start having sex, and he was like, oh, you like niggas picking you up or whatever. So he picked me up and like put me against the wall. He was eating me out, and he dropped me down, and he fucked me against the wall. Like he had me in the air, but like pressed against the wall.
What
he was
position?
Fucking me. He had me like he was holding me. Like,
oh, I'm fucking you against the
yeah,
wall?
Yeah, like that. And then we pressed against the wall.
Did you apologize?
Yeah.
Oh, he made you say sorry, huh?
I'm sorry,
he didn't make me, but I was saying it.
Or did you say, I'm sorry, daddy?
I'm sorry, daddy, of course.
So you a sub?
I'm both.
Really? Tell me a story about you being a dom. I'm curious. Me and Moses.
I tied him up once, and...
Moses, my dick.
I tied him up once, and I let him sit there for a minute. Then I blindfolded him, and I was just, like, doing shit. Just, like,
what
kissing
kind of shit
on him.
Doing?
Touching on him. Tickling him. Shit
where
like
you tickle
that.
Him at?
Everywhere.
Don't tickle my balls.
Why not?
That's how
I
you
like
gonna get kicked. I'm going to get out of that motherfucking thing.
I mean, he tied up legs, tied up arms, so he can't do
I
wanna shit.
I want to tie a nigga up and just go crazy.
I want to do it again. I haven't found nobody yet.
Like, I definitely want
to
tie
would you
a
do
nigga
it to a couple?
Up and just go crazy.
No, I keep
like
telling you that. I keep telling you to
have a nigga.
Yeah, but I couldn't say me.
I keep telling him this.
Okay. All right. Well, I learned to end episodes when I'm starting to get hard. This has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. I want y'all to be safe and slide into Alessa's DM so she can peg you. We got a shooter in this bitch, and we got a cutie who says she likes nothing between her gap.
I also charge for my pegging services.
And I stand outside of the door for security. So if it's ever an issue, you will get shot in your penis while it's hard. You know they can't put your dick back on if it's hard and it gets shot off?
Lit. Good to know.
I didn't. I just made that up.
Oh, damn. Over here giving out scientific facts.
But like, wait. Side, if a dick is hard when you shoot it off, do it go soft?
I don't know.
That's crazy. Yeah, because all it is blood circulation, right, when you get hard.
So can they put the soft dick back on? Let's not find out, fellas. Do your women right. This has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails.
I'm sad it's over.